Module 4, Setting Up the Meeting Space. You are now ready to set up the meeting space. There are many things to consider that will determine what needs to be included in your setup. In the last module, you planned for the things you need. In this module, you are going to put it all together. Although this may seem like a trivial step, you should not take it for granted. The difference from an okay meeting to a remarkable meeting could be the small details. Let us begin with the basics. The basic essentials. Having a predefined list for setting up your meeting is a useful tool, and we are going to discuss the setup of your meeting using a handout over the next three lessons. In the first section, you will see a simple list of items comprising of the basic essentials in setting up the meeting space. The list consists of the following items: sufficient number of tables and chairs, power strips for laptops and other electronic devices, audio and visual setup, whiteboard with markers and eraser, lectern, water, verify the room temperature is comfortable, microphone for large meetings, projector, laptop, verify room is located in quiet and private area. Make sure you get to the meeting place early enough, giving you time to set up the room without the participants seeing you do it. Getting caught setting up the room gives the impression that you were unprepared, which could affect your meeting environment. The extra touches. Extra touches make your meeting more meaningful to your participants. Your handout from the last lesson outlines some items you can incorporate in your meeting setup. Let's review some of the extra touches. Name tents already printed and set up on the tables. Table with name tags for each participant already printed. Projector on with a welcome message illuminating on the screen. Signage outside the meeting room professionally done. Keepsake or logo item at each place setting. Music before meeting starts and during breaks. Folder with all meeting materials inside, i.e. agendas, handouts, etc. Candy or mints at the tables. Posters or visual aids posted around the meeting room. Professionally done looks better. Video playing relevant materials on the screen before the meeting starts. Coat rack during winter months. When it comes to adding the extra touches, be sure to gauge the audience and meeting purpose and plan accordingly. You do not want to create a celebratory experience when the meeting is about cutting costs, etc. Otherwise, going the extra mile helps to make your meeting more effective by creating a personalized environment. Choosing a physical arrangement. The types of activities that are involved in your meeting could help you determine the physical setup. However, before you think further on this topic, let us review some basic setups. Conference-style seating. This is the basic long rectangular or oval-shaped table. This type of setup is good for short meetings with less than 30 participants. You would use this for small training sessions and close interactions. U-shaped seating. This is a setup where the table forms a U-shape. This is effective where face-to-face interaction is desired. This setup also accommodates larger groups. T-shaped seating. This design sets up the tables in a T-shape. This is also used for face-to-face and large group meetings. However, this shape allows for a leader to sit at the cross point. Classroom-style seating. This type of seating is best when learning is going to take place and the participants need to take notes. This style can be used for both large and small groups. Knowing the various styles of seating arrangements helps to determine which to use based on the activity. Below are some suggestions. Planning meeting, conference-style seating. Product sales training, classroom-style seating. Strategy sharing meeting, T-shaped style seating. Project update meeting, U-shaped style seating. The physical arrangement of the meeting room should always focus on providing a comfortable setup where all participants are able to view the presenter, other participants, screens, and flip chart and whiteboards. Case study. Madeline took the time during her training to ask her participants to set goals for themselves. This way, they would be able to see the progress they'd made, and she would be able to measure their progress. I'd like for you to take some time to reflect on our topic of increasing sales numbers and set a goal for yourself. This goal should be reached within 6 months from the date of this training. As Madeline walked around the room, she saw some people looking at the blank page and scratching their heads. She said, "Remember to make a SMART goal, and by SMART I mean your goal should be specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timed." And at the end of the allotted time, each participant had a fantastic goal to work towards.